Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. Gas prices could jump today in response to the Saudi oil attack. Energy efficiency jobs are booming in the U.S. and a national call to promote election security. Our top story, oil prices spiked Monday in the wake of an attack on the heart of Saudi Arabian oil production. The incident could disrupt the global supply of crude oil for quite some time. U.S. oil futures jumped 14.7%, settling at $62.90 a barrel. It was the biggest spike since January 2009. Some experts expect gasoline prices to rise somewhere between 10 to 25 cents a gallon, starting as early as today. President Trump on Monday said it appears Iran was behind the attack, but noted he does not want war, and he indicated that the Saudis may have to pay if the U.S. launches military action. Energy efficiency jobs are booming in the U.S., and the pace is not expected to slow down anytime soon. According to a report released Monday, for the second year in a row, energy efficiency is the country's fastest-growing energy industry, accounting for about half of the sector's entire job growth in 2018, now eclipsing 2.3 American workers. Robert Keefe is executive director of E2, which released the findings. He says nationally, energy efficiency jobs are projected to increase 7.8% for 2019.
The number of people that work in energy efficiency are more, believe it or not, than there are waiters and waitresses in America, more than there are people in the legal profession, lawyers, judges, etc. And energy efficiency jobs employ more than twice as many people as does the fossil fuel industry.
Construction and manufacturing make up more than 70% of U.S. energy efficiency jobs. Keefe attributes the success of the energy efficiency industry to policies and standards set at the state and federal level. A new report on election security in Nevada is being released as part of a nationwide day of action, with events in dozens of cities to draw attention to the real possibility of more attempts by foreign governments to hack our elections.
Nevada has made big strides in safeguarding the ballot box, but still has a ways to go. Laura Hale with Indivisible Northern Nevada commends the state's recent efforts to upgrade all its election machines.
In every county, in addition to the new machines and the paper records, we want to see audits being done. We want to see that the databases are secured.
U.S. intelligence agencies have determined that Russian hackers tried to penetrate the voting systems of all 50 states in 2016 and have warned that they are likely to try again in 2020. The Secure the Vote rallies across the country today also are aimed at getting Congress to include funding for election security in the 2020 federal budget currently under negotiation. The deadline to pass a budget or approve a continuing resolution is September 30th. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is PNS. Congress is considering legislation to stop surprise medical billing. Katie Spangler with the Coalition Against Surprise Medical Billing says the Lower Healthcare Costs Act would help protect consumers. A few years ago, during the birth of her first child, she discovered just how one medical event could result in a charge running into the tens of thousands of dollars.
I was able to make sure that my physician was in network. I was able to pick my hospital, make sure that they were in network. But I didn't meet the anesthesiologist until I was in a gown, ready to go and have my baby. And there was no way for me to pick and make sure that my anesthesiologist was in network.
Spangler says this kind of scenario typically generates a surprise medical bill. MIT students are demanding fundamental changes to the university's funding practices following revelations that its media lab repeatedly took funding from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
More than 150 students, faculty, and community members rallied on campus and marched to MIT President Raphael Reif's office to demand his resignation. Emanuela Mengisti is a graduate student. She says the school's administration initially claimed to be in the dark regarding Epstein's close ties to the research lab.
And then Ronan Farrow, Pulitzer Prize-winning contributor for The New Yorker, published a piece saying that actually, no, Jeffrey Epstein donated millions or helped get millions for particularly the media lab.
Joy Ito, the head of the media lab, has since resigned. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
The plight of temporary workers and rising healthcare costs is topping the list for many striking United Auto Worker members. A UAW strike against GM began just before midnight Monday with workers shutting down 33 manufacturing plants in 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. Now to South Dakota, where attendance at State Park saw a decrease in users this year because of spring flood damage. And now state residents are being asked to comment on a proposed rate increase. Roz Brown has the story.
As of July 1st, user fees for entrance and camping were down by nearly $2 million compared with 2018, and the system faces nearly $9 million in flood damage, according to the Game, Fish, and Parks Department. Deputy Secretary Kevin Roebling says the proposal would raise fees by about $3 million per year.
We had winter all the way till about end of April, so we missed quite a lot of camping opportunity even into early part of May.
Roebling says campground fees have not been raised in 5 years and park entrance fees for 6 years.
New York State prosecutors have subpoenaed President Trump's accounting firm for 8 years of his personal and corporate tax returns. According to the New York Times, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office delivered the subpoena last month after the DA opened a criminal investigation into hush money payments Trump made to porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump's own legal team has fought off and delayed attempts by Democrats to access his tax returns. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service. Member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.